Parak Hey, Mishnah Beis. Ein Pochsin Mishloshe Gizbarin. There was never less than three treasurers appointed over the money in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning that the rule was you had to have at least three treasurers appointed over the money in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were in charge of redeeming the Hekdeshos, and all the work of the Kodesh was done through them. Umi Shiva Amar Kalin. And there were seven Amar Kalin, seven people that were appointed over the Otsos, the storehouses of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were above these three regular treasurers. And the Tosefta explains that these seven Amar Kalin, so what would they do? So there were seven keys, each one had, you know, the same, it was identical, but they had seven keys to the seven people. And if one of them wanted to open the door, he wasn't able until they all came together to open the door. So they all depended on one another. And these Amar Kalin would open the doors for the Gizbarim, for the treasurers. Rabbi Yehuda says that why were they called Amar Kal? It comes from the word Mar, which is master, and then Kal, over everything. Meaning that they were appointed over these treasurers. So they were, you know, they were their boss, they were on top of them. That's what they're called Amar Kal, Adon Kal. The Mar is Aramaic for Adon, master, and Kal is everything. So they are the master of everything. They were appointed over these treasurers. And the Yerushalmi brings down that above these Amar Kalim were two officers called the Kisilukim. They don't say what they were, but they were on top of them. So the Rambam says that there were five different levels in the Beis HaMikdash. The top was the Kohen Gadol. After that was the Sagan Kohen Gadol, the Vice Kohen Gadol, that would substitute for the Kohen Gadol if he wasn't, you know, if he couldn't serve. Then there were these two Kitilukin. Again, they don't explain what their jobs were, but these two Kitilukin. Then the seven Amar Kalin that they had, they were the ones holding the keys. And then the three Gizbarim, the three treasurers. Okay. V'yein osin Sarara ala Tzibur b'mamon. And when it comes to appointing people over the community regards to monetary things, so you don't appoint ein osin Sarara ala Tzibur b'mamon pochus b'shnaim. You always have to have at least two officers appointed over the general public when it came to monetary things. And that was because of the cover of the tzibur for the honor of the community. The pasuk says, "V'hei mikru esazav," they will collect the gold. So they is plural. A minimum of plural is two. So there's always at least two officers appointed when it came to collection of money from the community in general. Chutz, except mi ben achia, sh'al chole ma'ayim, except for ben achia that we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah, who was in charge of taking care of the Kohan that had this illness in their stomachs. So he used to collect money for the different medications. So he was collecting money, he was an individual. The Elazar Sha'ala Parochas. Elazar was the one that was appointed on putting together the parochas, the curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. So he had to collect money to purchase all the, you know, material. So these two individuals, they were individuals that were collecting money for their tasks. They weren't as two people as a group. And why not? And those people had an exception. Kiblu Rova Tzibur Aleihem, most of the community had accepted them, you know, for who they were, and they didn't have to come in pairs of two. So they were considered as if they were pairs of two. So those were the only exceptions. And they would collect money for their causes. But otherwise, in general, money that had to be collected from the community, the Mishnah is telling us it was always done with two people. And then back to the beginning of the Mishnah, we had the five different levels of service that went from the Kohen Gadol down to the Vice Kohen Gadol, down to the two Kitilukin, then to the seven Amar Kalin, who were the people that held the keys, and then the three treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that wraps up Mishnah Beis. Now, in order to understand Mishnah Gimel, we're going to go through the following small introduction, which is as follows. We had learned in Mishnah Aleph that Yochanan ben Pinchas was in charge of the chasamos, the signatures, the Achiyah, and Achiyah was in charge of the Nesachim, the libations. So what exactly were these chasamos and Nesachim? So the Nesachim here that we're referring to are the Minchas Nesachim, which was solas belula b'shemen, was fine flour mixed with oil, and then it was yayin l'nesach, wine for libations. And these things were brought with the carbon ola, with the carbon shlamim, whether it was carbonos of an individual, whether it was carbonos of a community, as well as a chatas, a sin offering, and an ashim, another sin offering of a mitzora, when it was afflicted with tzaras. And the way it would work is that someone that needed to get nesachim, so he would buy it from the Beis HaMikdash, okay, And the way it would work is that first he would go to Yochanan ben Pinchas. He'd pay for the nesachim that he would need, and he would get a petek. He'd get like a receipt, which we're calling the chosem, the signature. And then he would take that, and it would say on it, you know, what he purchased. He would bring it to Achia, who was appointed over the nesachim, and he would receive his merchandise. So in short, Yochanan ben Pinchas was giving over a chosamot, a signature, a receipt of what he purchased, and then Achia was in charge of the actual distribution of the nesachim that the receiver would receive. So with that in mind, we're going to go through the Mishnah of the various different types of nesachim, or signatures that were done when people were making their offerings in the Beis HaMikdash. Arba chosamos hoyu b'mikdash. There were four different types of signatures, different types of, you know, receipts that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. So this was the job of Yochanan ben Pinchas, or really anyone that was appointed over this task. Because of a land, and it was written on them as follows. One was Egel, a calf. This was a simon for the Niskei Bakar, for the libations of the cattle, which was Shlosh Esronim Solas, three Esronim of fine flour, half of a hin, which is six lug of oil, and half of a hin of wine. The next one was Zachar. Zachar was the simon, the sign for the Niskei Isle, the libations of the ram. An isle in Aramaic is Dachra. And Dachra could be interchangeable with Zachra. So it comes from the word Zachra as Zachar. So that's how the stamp is called Zachar. And that was done with two Esronim of Solas, of fine flour. And then Shlisha Zahin, a third of wine, which was four lug. And then, Shlisha Zahin of Shemen, a third of a hin of oil. So four lug of oil. Shlisha Zahin of Yain, and the third hin of wine, meaning another four lug of wine. The third stamp was Gedi, a goat. That was the simon for the nesachim of the keves of a lamb or a goat. That was shehem isaron solas. It was a isaron, a fine flour. Revias a hin, a quarter of a hin, so three lug of oil, and a quarter of a hin, three lug of wine. And the fourth one was chote, a sinner. This was a simon for the nesachim for the libations of the mitzora ashir, a rich mitzora. Rich mitzora was afflicted with tzaras. That after he was healed and he became pure, so he would bring, since he was rich, he'd bring actually three animals, two lambs, v'kivsa, and one female, lamb. V'mkol karbon, and with each karbon, he brought the nesachim, the libations. So three sets of libations then, because there's three karbonos. So she bein kul, amongst all them, it was three esronim of fine flour of solas, nine lug of oil, and nine lug of wine, and then on top of that there would be another lug of oil, because with that the Kohen would place it on his ear, and on his hand, and on his foot. There was a whole process. The right ear, the right hand, the right foot, the Bohen is the right thumb. So it was the right ear, the right thumb, the right foot, the thumb of the right foot. He would appoint this oil on him, on the Mitzorah, so they brought an extra lug to be appointed on these different spots of the body. Again, the right ear, the right thumb, and then the right thumb of the hand, the right thumb of the foot. And it was called a chote, a sinner, because the one who has tzaras is called a sinner. That's why it's called a chote. So these are the four different stamps that the Mishnah is discussing, and this is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. And Yochanan ben Pinchas was the one that would distribute these stamps to people that would make these orders, and that was his job. And then they'd go to Achia to receive the actual merchandise that they paid for. That's why Achia was appointed over the Nesachim, the actual libations. He would distribute the actual libations once these people would present their receipts. Ben Azay argues, Chamisha Hayu, there were really five signatures. Not only that, the Aramas Kasav Alein, they were written in Aramaic, not in Hebrew, because in those times, that's the language they were speaking, Aramaic. The five were Egel, a calf, Zachar, the male calf, the male lamb. I'm sorry, Zachar is the male ram. Gedi is the goat. And then it was the last one of the Metzora that they divided, Chote Dal v'Chote Ashir, a rich sinner and a poor sinner. So the first really, you know, four are the same. The first three are the same, Egel, Zachar, and Gedi. But the last one is divided into two. Because sometimes there were poor mitzvahs also, so therefore it wasn't just chote plain, it was chote dal v'chote asher, a rich mitzvah who's a sinner and a poor Metzora was a sinner. So here's where he's arguing. 2 points. Number one, it was written in Aramaic, not in Hebrew. And number two, the last one was divided into two based if the Metzora was rich or if the Metzora was poor. According to Ben Azai, a poor Metzora wasn't bringing three actual carbonos like the rich one. All he brought was one kevis, one lamb, and its libations, and then the one extra lug to point on his right ear, right thumb, and right a thumb of his toe. So he brought a lot less because he didn't have money. But the Tanna Kamma argues. Tanna Kamma says, no, he didn't have his own signature. Rather than the poor Metzora, he would just use the signature of Gedi, of goat. He wouldn't get his own, a signature. And the extra lug of oil he had to bring from his house, he couldn't buy it from the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas the Metzora had a lot of money, he was buying so much from the Beis HaMikdash, he had his own signature called Chote, and because he was buying so much from the Beis HaMikdash, he'd even buy the extra lug from the Beis HaMikdash, so he had his own stamp according to the Tanna Kamma of Chote. This would be the point of contention between Ben Azai and the Tanna Kamma of what the stamp was for the Metzora. Ben Azai would say it was split into two, whereas the Tanna Kamma would say there was just one, and the poor Metzora would use the Gedi stamp instead of the Chote stamp. Okay, now Egel, the stamp that said Egel on it, Meshamesh im Nischei Bakar, was used for the libations that went along with Bakar with cattle, Gedolim, Muktanim, whether the cattle were big, whether they were small, Zachar, Munikavis, whether they were male, whether they were female, so whether they were libations of an Ola that only comes from males, whether they were libations of a Shlomim that comes from the males and from the females, Gedi, the signature Gedi, was used with Meshamesh and Misketzon, was used with the libations of the sheep, so smaller animals, not just cattle, but the sheep, big animals, smaller animals, it would be Tzon, the sheep, it was used with the libations of the carbonos that were from the sheep, Gedolim Uktanim, big sheep, small sheep, Zecharim Rekevis, males and females, so meaning, like Ezim, goats, Kvasos, lambs, whether they're big or small, but Aval Kevis, Indokarv, Elekishu, B'toch, Shnasa, but the lamb was only brought when it was within 1 year old. Like the Mishnah will explain, Chutz Mishel Elim, except for libations that were done with a ram, meaning Kevasim lambs, Zecharim that are males, is like a ram. So once there were 13, maybe Shlosha Asa Chodesh, there were 13 months, V'yomechad on one day, until they were 2 years old, that wasn't included in this. Zachar, the Zachar stamp, Mishamesh im Nischei Elim Belvad, was used only with the libations of a ram alone. And lastly, Chote, the sinner, this stamp, Meshamesh im Nischei Shalosh Behemosh Shal Metzora, and it was used with the libations of the three animals of the Metzora, like we had mentioned earlier in the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, that it was used for the Metzora that had a lot of money. They would bring three lambs, and they would bring an extra lug of oil, right? So that was this stamp of Chote that went along with the libations of the Metzoras, like we explained earlier. So from this Mishnah, you see now the different stamps that would go, that Yochanan ben Pinchas would issue, and people would pay him for the various nesachim that they needed. And then they would take these stamps to Achia, who was in charge of the nesachim, to actually distribute these nesachim, these libations, to the people that purchased it. And that's the great detail of this Mishnah.